Recording.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Welcome.
Recording.
Episode 9.
Now you're good.
Now we're good.
Mm-hmm. We just recording. Do all that again.
We just wasted all of that?
You did, yeah. We're leaving.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, episode number 9.
Episode 9.
I am James Jules.
I'm Chase Little. Sorry, Jesse upset me. He said we were recording earlier, and now I'm just upset because we actually weren't.
We weren't. I mean, there was a lot of juicy bits. I always try to tell myself, wait for the podcast. Wait for the podcast. And it's so hard to.
For what?
Juicy bits.
Ooh.
Like all the stuff we talked about before the podcast.
Right, about your scooter crash.
I crashed. I bought. So backstory, if some of you who follow, you probably know that I went to Denver with my friend Kyle and his wonderful daughter, and we zoomed around Denver on the Lyft scooters, which are rad. Came home. I liked it so much, I came home and I bought one. And it has cruise control. Cruise control doesn't care what you're doing. It's always going to do its job of controlling your cruise at top speed. So the scooter only goes 21 miles an hour, which I'm probably thankful for right now. And I was coming into O'Reilly's off of Rocking W.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming into, and there's a little ramp, you know what I mean? And when I do the ramp, I just pull back, just not even really a wheelie, and then for the transition, and then go up the ramp. And when I did that, I felt the engine lull a little bit. So I'm still kind of leaning back, and it picked up to speed when I was at the top, the apex of the ramp, and just looped out from underneath me. And I just, boom, hit like this, because I don't like to put my hands down. I don't want to break my wrist. I've already done that in my life, and it hurts. So I took it with my elbow, knees, came over the top of my shoulder, and then slapped. Pat. In my knuckle, the outside little toe knuckle on your toe bone, the big toe, cracked the asphalt so hard, dude. It's so swollen, and it's the most painful of the injuries that I have right now.
Wow. Show us your elbow.
Oh, elbow.
Yeah, it's not very bad.
No, I got a little bit over here.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit over.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
It could have been so bad. I'm so dumb, dude. Like, I did it. Everything that I did is exactly what I tell my son not to do when he goes riding. And I did all of it. I had flip-flops on, dog. And I was just going for a little Scooty Puff Jr. ride and ate dog shit.
Scooty Puff Jr.?
That's what I call it, the Scooty Puff Jr. That's the name of my scooter.
Well, there is still merch available at bhov.easternsierranow.com. You go to the shop. You can also advertise with us.
I fucking love your segues, bro. They're the best, dude. They're the best. Absolute best.
Oh, did you want to do the thing? Each episode? Let's do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Your left hand, right?
Okay. All right.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Each episode could be sponsored by you.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I like it.
It was pretty good. we do have a new sponsor.
Who's that?
Fixie, Miss Fix the dog. She's gorgeous, dude. She's black lab. Her owner is, I think he's been on the show as a character. So you can pick that guy out if you have follow along.
Go back and watch old episodes.
Go back and watch old episodes. He's on there. He's definitely one of our characters. She's like super friendly. So her genetics is she comes from, and I hope I'm not telling tales out of school right now, but I think she comes from, I do. I hope I'm not telling tales out of school. Because if you're telling tales out of school, I mean, it could be false information.
Well, we're telling tales out of school here. I'm from a 1950s radio show, telling tales out of school.
People used to say that, man, when I was young.
Napa spark plugs is a spark plug for you.
Smoke Camel cigarettes, ladies and gentlemen. They help your dick grow. No, back to Fixie. Her lineage is one of her, I think it was her father, was a bomb dog for 9/11.
Hmm.
She went and he went, I believe, I hope I'm
didn't
not
do
butchering
a very good
this.
Job.
Did an excellent job.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So Fix is wonderful.
Didn't find the bombs in the shower.
Great with kids.
Couldn't have done that good of a job.
Dude.
Too soon?
Gross. Broskies. You guys are f***ing a lot. Do you know what makes Labradors so desired?
That they're... You can train them to be hunting dogs or family dogs. I think they're pretty versatile in kind of whatever lifestyle you got.
They're super intelligent. They're great with kids. They're loyal companions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the best thing about them is they do have drive, but the drive is to please their owner.
Right.
So if to please the owner and you know you're getting pets and rubs by chilling out, then that's what that dog's going to figure out. And you don't have that driven dog like a working dog that – you're neglecting and it's chewing up your door and then you get mad at it.
For sure. Fix has a favorite Facebook page other than Butthurt Owens Valley, of course. It is facebook.com/California Elk Hunter. Give that a look if you're interested in elk hunting.
And it is also this brought to you by Eastern Sierra Elk Guiding Services. Shout out to my father, Rick Truels, who is one of the guides, and Casey Ray.
Isn't that that website?
I don't know.
Yes.
But it's called Eastern Sierra Elk Guiding Services, not whatever the fuck that says.
When they signed up the Facebook page, they did that, and then they called it something else. I looked at it today. I was like, come on.
Well, nonetheless.
It goes to
the organization is called something else, but the but the website is facebook.com/California Elk
They've
Hunter.
Taken some
taken.
World. They have taken some world record elk.
I'm sure.
Here in the valley. World record.
This is a lot of pages, Jesse.
Yeah, I made the print really big so you guys could read it because I know you both don't read well.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I was smell blind until I was 7.
Really?
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
Smell blind?
Uh-huh. When you can't smell things? What do you call it?
It's mind.
What was that? Do you remember that show on, I think it was on Disney, the... Boy Meets World. Do you remember that show?
Of course, Topanga. Yeah.
So
everybody says Topanga. That's the reason.
She's one of the hottest girls on the planet.
Still, I agree.
I remember one of those episodes where his dumb older brother, whatever his name was, he goes, he's talking about something. He goes, yeah, it was like a fifth sense or something. And they were like, you mean sixth sense? And he goes, no, that's smell. You got to be lucky to get that one. Dude, oh, I always thought that was so funny.
That's funny.
Oh. Jesse told us a story today about a barber that he didn't tip.
Mm.
That was a good move, bud.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you even pay her?
Yeah. So my problem was we were having a problem with the credit card, and it was me and my dad. And I was worried about getting my dad out of there and stuff because he didn't walk so well going down up and down the stairs and stuff.
Mm.
And he got his hair cut off.
No elevator.
So I was thinking, but I live my life by you tip your barber and you tip your bartender. And I was like, oh.
And your bud
tender.
So
when I left there, I was like, shit.
Don't forget your, include
your bud tender.
Bud tender.
Yeah, bro. So I was like, damn it. So I said, hey, Tawny, I'm going to throw you on Butthurt. She was stoked about that. So
yeah. And so can you pronounce, because I don't want to butcher this. You guys know I'm horrible at pronunciation from Pinkle fans.
I think it's Ebi is. I actually didn't hear her say it. I know it's Tawny is
okay.
Her name.
So Tawny is the barber up there.
Above Mocahetes.
Above Mocahetes.
Which crushes. I love you guys at Mocahetes. Thank you.
Manna Market is excited to announce meaningful fundraisers to support Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance.
They're introducing a new pink Manor shirt designed to raise awareness and funds for that important cause.
For every shirt sold, Manor Market will donate $5 directly to the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance.
This initiative not only aims to spread awareness about cancer, but also provide tangible support to those affected within our community.
Join us in the fight against cancer. Together, we can make a difference.
Cluck cancer, bruh! All right.
They always do cool shit at Manor.
Dude, Manor Market is beautiful, man.
Make sure to give us a follow on YouTube. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. You want to get into some Butthurt?
The store, bro.
Yes, please pick up some merch. Actually, we have a new merch supplier, correct, Jesse?
It's written in there somewhere.
It's written in here somewhere.
All of my,
good luck.
They're not in order, just so you're aware.
I think it's towards the top.
Okay. Bishop, Patreon, social media, such as Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Bishop Vet, and Peak IV. I don't know, bro. Anyways, let's roll the show.
Precision Printing Services.
Precision Printing Services.
Dope. Yep.
She's the local printer, shirts, hats, all that stuff, and she is helping us out to get some really awesome butthurt gear.
We're still looking for those suggestions, folks.
Yeah.
We had one hat.
Yeah, we got one hat submitted, but also just
in the contact us section on the website. You know what's
going
to be funny about this is, like, sooner or later when this podcast, like, breaks out, there's, like, you know, whether it takes 6 months or a year, there's going to be, like, people will rewatch these episodes and we'll get a ton of submissions.
Yeah, they'll watch it and go, oh, I'm still going to do it because we're not putting dates on it.
Like, it's not dated, bro. Yeah, we just need to fill the spots.
That's true.
Well, hey, you know, but.
Cool.
I mean, what if somebody comes up with a really cool suggestion, you know?
Yeah,
Five years down the road.
Damn, we'll change it up, bro.
Allie with the printing services is super cool. She's hooking us up and has some graphic designers and stuff that's helping us get whatever we want. So all the ideas we come up with.
I have had so many compliments on this logo, Doug. Nice. So many people be like, whoever came up with this logo, and I absolutely adore it.
That's Carrie Martyr, and she's a graphic designer out of Mammoth. And she did ours. Eastern's here now.
Bro, so she crushes, fantastic. Dude. She absolutely really crushes. Really great,
yeah. She did my film commission logo. She's so good. So yeah, Carrie Martyr. I think it's Martyr Designs is the name of her company, I believe. Don't quote me, Carrie. Don't kill me.
I have a question. I have a few that I wanted to bring up, and they kind of talk smack about some stores. Say the store.
Beep them out.
You can say if it's talking shit.
I mean, it's on there.
We're not talking shit about the store.
Yeah, it's just what somebody posted.
Yeah,
right?
I think you're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, this is butthurt, man. Let it flow.
I'm butthurt. We live in Big Pine. Well, I would be too. and are heading south to do a little shopping. Mm-hmm. We forgot to bring water, so we decided to stop at Lee's Frontier in Lone Pine and grab one. The total rang out to $7.50. I feel like I'm being robbed, even though $7.50 isn't that much money. I feel like there's an ethical dilemma.
The fact that $7.50 isn't that much money to me, who's, you know, ancient, and like $7.50 would like fill up your tank.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And that's for one bottle of water was $7.50.
Yeah.
Well, and I will say, every time I go in there, everything's expensive in that store.
Yeah.
I think it has just
wild,
because of the location.
It's pretty crazy, though.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The same thing, you know, here, I'll bring up, where's that one at? The other one about somebody, right here. Same thing I said to this person. It says, I'm butthurt. It would cost $53 to take two adults and three kids to Keo's Hot Springs to go swimming.
That's five people.
Monthly is $500. 10 swim passes is $445. Breaks down to $44.50 a swim. The savings of $8.50. So, I mean, per time you go, I guess.
Are they complaining because it's not enough savings?
I think they're complaining about just the price in general of how much it costs to go there. And I mean, I jumped right in. I was like, hold on. Like, I understand, like, that could be pricey to, you know.
Who?
To some people. It could be. But I said, life is getting more expensive for everybody, including small businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can't afford or don't want to pay the prices for a business's services, then don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's electricity or gas in your car.
Sure.
It's a luxury item.
It is a luxury.
Then I was like, there's also plenty of free options to go swimming in the valley.
Oh, Doc, it's public land. But
and
like
somebody commented on my comment and said, what services? They haven't done any improvements to it since I've been alive and whoever this lady was. And I was like, oh, the service they provide is a swimming pool. Like, I don't know. Maybe she meant like amenities or extras they give you when you buy a ticket.
Massage your shoulders.
And I mean, it's still the 1950s bathrooms.
Sure, and it is rustic, right?
Yeah, but there's.
But can you? Okay, so there's a couple choices here. Well, like the fact that it's $10. It's basically $10 a person.
Yeah, so it's $10 for kids and $14 for adults.
Okay, so that I mean. Anywhere else that has that type of hot spring water coming out of a mountainside, picturesquely looking across at the White Mountain Range, you're talking probably, you know, $50 a person, right? And if they were to sell out, or if they were to, you know, revamp it, make it all bitch and rock work and super cute, and like it's going to be more money. What they're doing is providing some wonderful. Spring water, heated water,
yeah,
from the side of gosh darn mountain in the Sierras that you can go soak in for $14. I'll sign me up.
Yeah, I mean,
what's it cost to go to the park?
The park?
I don't know.
I haven't been there.
I don't know what
kid,
the city pool costs.
Yeah, that's probably,
probably look
it's, up, it's worth a Google.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, and that's any service is going to be, you know, what they need to charge for it. And some people were like, oh, it's on the comments. I mean, you got a lot of comments. They were like, oh, it's pure greed. And I'm like, I don't think the people that own that place are very greedy people. And we all know who it is, you know. And yeah, they have a few businesses around town, but they're not. I don't see them as greedy people. They don't like.
I get along with all of them great.
They're super, dude. Yeah. They're super super loving family.
Right.
Like they're.
I think they genuinely care about the valley. Adult, I mean, their family has been here forever.
Park pool, child 5, adult 7. Punch passes will be available, and this is. It doesn't have a date on it.
Children are 5 and adults are 7.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but that's also a pool in the middle of the park that's filled with chlorine. Like, and you know, no, and no, I'm not talking
kids everywhere.
Yeah. Pee-pee. I'm not talking any smack on, you know, I think the city does an amazing job maintaining it.
Pee pee.
Yeah, there's probably pee pee in there. But
there's pee pee in all pools.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm there.
Jesus. I have 2 hobbies in life. That's
what I'm doing. Rad motorcycle.
The other one, stamps.
Stamps.
I said that at a job I had in Reno one time. The owner's wife was going around and talking to all of us to give us like bios on the website, right? And I told them I collected stamps. And it's still on the website that I worked there and my hobby is
we never got
stamps.
To the Gone in 60 Seconds. I didn't realize which kid was you. I watched that shitty ass movie trying to figure out who was you and I didn't.
Oh, did
I
you couldn't. See the picture I sent? Were you
no.
in that picture?
No.
It's when picture? You were out at your thing. And so I just posted it because I didn't know, but I found a picture of all the kids looking up at
okay,
Nicolas Cage.
So I'm right behind Nicolas Cage, right? So then
okay.
When he does it, he says this line where he like tells everybody like let's ride and they all get up and run.
Yeah.
And like if you pause it right in the exact spot, dude, my big dumb face is right there in the middle of the screen and like my bowl cut and everything. Bro.
Yeah. Nice. I remember what you look like.
Did Nick ever talk to you?
No. Actually okay.
Did you just call him Nick?
He's my boy,
Call
him up if you want.
Did my boy Nick ever say, hey, what's up? No, Nick actually, Cage, that whole scene where he's...
I want to take his face off.
Where it's from the back of him, that's his stunt double.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Of course
yeah.
it is.
Mm. Yeah,
he's only
actually,
there for
the only
front-facing
one,
shots.
The only one I met was... I met Angelina Jolie. She was there.
Oh, okay.
And she was super nice. As you know, I remember as a kid, she was
sure.
she was super nice.
But did she want a vial of your blood to wear around her neck?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she considered me a lover.
Yeah, probably
yet.
Not.
Yeah.
Yet.
I
am so not butthurt when I go out in public and people see my BHOV sticker, they introduce themselves. Also, Mayor Mr. Garcia loves BHOV. Keep speaking. He is listening. Shout out to the mayor. Shout out to Chaz.
Dude, we should have him on the
she
show.
She is OG, really? Man. She's like, she was one of the very first members. She's been there forever. And like, I think she bought the first sticker I ever had for sale.
Nice.
Like, shut up.
Commented on there because I put on there that, you know, people could get stickers. I tagged the website.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, this is an OG sticker. And
mm-hmm.
The few, the proud, the
original. Yeah.
I did 100. I did.
What about the new people?
I had 3 different designs, and I think I did 50 each, 25 each. So there was a handful, and it at that point in time, it just became like a logistics thing. I would have to go meet people or like go set up in the parking lot and wait for them.
Right.
And I mean, I just realistically, as much as I wanted to always have a merch store and provide what people have asked for, I just really didn't have the resources nor the time to do it. So I'm super thankful for this place, for this podcast, and we need to bring back the OG style sticker. So I still have those files.
That would be cool, and do it.
I still have all of the files. I'm 99% sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool, and that's what I love about Allie with the new precision printing services company is it's all going to be like a drop shipping thing. So like if you reach in and you say I want to buy this hat, we don't have to buy 50 of those hats and then take them to them. She does it, sends it to them, takes her cut, gives us our cut.
We're perfect.
It's going to be easy. So yeah, get merch, man. Get that merch.
Love let's let's keep crapping on some local businesses here.
Jesus Christ.
I'm butthurt. I just went to Velvet Coffee in Mammoth Lakes, ordered a rose cardamom. Ooh, that's disgusting. 12-ounce coffee. And they charged me $9.75 for it. My bad, I didn't ask the price before purchasing, but wow, kind of overpriced, no?
How many ounce coffee?
12.
$9.50?
$9.75. Again, I mean, they have employees.
A 12-ounce coffee.
I know, but they have employees. They pay rent in Mammoth.
Everything, dude, Mammoth is ridiculous, bro.
Dude, everything there is expensive. Like,
and if you think Mammoth is expensive, go to Tahoe. And if you think Tahoe is good expensive, cruise on over to Aspen, where the beer flows like wine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just what it is, man. It's just...
Or the women distinctly flock like the salmon of Capistrano.
Like, yes.
Oh, this was one of yours. I didn't bring up your whole thing, but you posted the picture of the three sodas for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Yeah, and you picked... I can't remember your picks. Was it... I want to say it was...
It's got to be Sprite.
Fuck no.
I know K and L were in there.
Mm-hmm. You think... What kind of cola man you think I am?
RC.
Well...
That's not on here.
Dr.
So we
Skipper.
Have, so just so you
that's
can...
That's not a cola, dude. Have, that's a doctor. Hello.
We have Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Sprite, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, Diet Coke, 7-Up.
I know a lot of people watching Fanta, know what it is.
Sun-Kissed, Ginger Ale, A&W Root Beer, and Purple Crush.
Yeah. K&L are in there.
What was yours?
Well, you're guessing what type of cola man I am.
Well, I know you put K&L on there, right?
Mm.
Was the other one... Was it G?
No.
What was it?
Pepsi, dog.
Dude, that was my...
I make the choice of a new generation.
So mine are actually in order. It would be EAC.
And mine were in order as I wrote them down, BKL.
Yeah, that's in order from first to last, too.
BK.
Say the goddamn sodas.
Yeah, this is not, not like interesting. Okay. Yeah, no.
Sorry, he said BKL, which
Pepsi, A&W, and the Crush, bro, Grape Crush.
I said
so dumb.
I said EAC, which is Dr. Pepper, Coke, and Sprite.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
I found it interesting.
Yeah.
Edit it out. I don't care.
No. I
just try to bring you guys stuff. You just crap all over it.
The letters were
what are your favorite sodas at home? Left hand.
Left hand? What are your favorite sodas at home? Message me. Message Chase. Message somebody. Let us know, Doug.
Butthurt, I saw this off Reward Mine Road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's south, right?
Indy, yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Flatlanders.
The only thing I'm mad about that is it's in our valley. Like, I love graffiti, bro. I love its art form. And if that was a good piece, I'd be like, yeah, that's dope. But it's not. It's shitty. Not good? No.
Oh.
I want to go down there and fix it.
My favorite thing was, thank you, Flatlanders. I know our locals wouldn't do this to
Oh, give
valley.
Me a break, dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like behind the trash can that we just took away in Whitney Alley,
yeah.
Big old piece, and it's not good either.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude, like, I want to go fix
where
things.
At?
If you're going to do it right.
Where, so the ascent, and then it steps into the entrance to the Verizon store.
Okay.
Whatever.
Right in there.
The wireless. And on against the wall, there was two trash cans, dumpster. And when they took one out, there's a red says something that looks like somebody threw meatballs at the wall.
Hmm.
And that's so what's left
it's
over.
It's just not good.
And not, I mean, like, you know, 67 meatballs to make that shitty ass piece. Yeah.
That's a lot of meatballs.
That's a lot of meatballs.
That's a waste of
food. I am not butthurt at all. Next time you go to the bowling alley, Back Alley Bowling Grill, sign up for their loyalty program, earn points and money. It's super simple. And I, shout out to Back Alley, went there on an off night where they didn't have surf and turf, and I was just feeling a little indulgent and wanted something good for myself for a self-celebration, and asked, because they did have lobster that night, if they can cut me a surf and turf little meal, and they did. They accommodated me, and it was delicious. And I have a picture of that.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Well played, sir.
So, okay, I'm going to crap on Vons now. I'm butthurt that people at Vons can't figure out how to work DoorDash, so not only did I just miss out on being able to deliver an order, every single time I DoorDash with them, there's problems, and they're rude and condescending as ever. Why offer something that's supposed to be convenient if you're going to make it extremely difficult every time?
So is she a dasher or a dashee?
I don't know.
Or is she blitzing?
Comment.
Ooh, she said she missed a chance to deliver an order, so I'm going to say Dasher.
That's what made me thank you, because that alluded me to the same conclusion.
Then why'd you ask?
I just was wondering if you're paying attention.
I'm butthurt that Vaughn's could put our cake.
Oh my God, that cake, like this, dude.
Over $100. Jesus. And have the excuse that management can't see everything.
Jesus Christ, dude.
And had to get people to work.
Did they write that with
their
foot?
Sorry, that's not my problem. Dude, I don't know. It's so bad. Looks like I did it.
With your foot?
Yeah. Like it's so bad.
And like if the person who did that is watching this, I'm sorry that I'm shitting on you, but why did you do that? Like, just don't do it. Be like, I have horrible handwriting. Can we find anybody else on the planet to do this?
Yeah.
Like go literally outside, and you know what I mean? There's like a couple of homeless people who take $10 to write that out better.
Mm-hmm. Dude, look at the shape of Nevada.
You can trade it for a slice of cake, man.
Look at the shape of Nevada on it. It's just, it's so crude.
Well, that's kind of an important cake, man.
Is it?
Yeah, read the cake.
I did.
I can't.
Oh, but
District 46. What does that have to do with anything? What is it?
It's a subdivision.
Nevada, California.
Yeah. Right?
But for who? Like, what's District 46? What does that mean?
It's worth a Google. Butthurt kind of wondering if anybody knows when DWP might clean out Saunders and Buckley Ponds again. It's getting super thick here.
They might know what District 46 is.
It's hard to fish. Oh, wait. Normally they burn
out
there.
Isn't that the movie? No, that's District 9.
District 9.
Yeah. Yep. Normally they burn off Buckley and then muck it out. I don't know. Maybe somebody who does watch the podcast and is a part of DWP can reach out to us and let us know. We'll get an update for you on that hopefully by next episode.
Anybody interested in what's going on with the fairgrounds updates? There's plenty of news stories on Eastern Sierra Now. About things going on with there. I did not read any of them, so don't ask
me. I went to the meeting.
Did you?
It was...
How was it?
Informative, for sure. It what I took away...
Did you win?
No, we'll get to that. Oh. The biggest problem that I saw, and we did touch on this on the podcast, was just the amount of people showed up and the age demographic that they were. The youth is not there. The youth is not there. There was maybe one person in the room who was younger than me, and I'm going to be 46 on the 24th of this month. It was sad. Like, the implications of not having a fairgrounds, right? It's huge for, like, the vendors who are here, for the school who is purchasing the meat, or I'm sorry, the animals to raise, you know, for the right. For the projects for the junior livestock auction. That has to be done in a time frame. Mm-hmm. And right now they don't know if they're going to have an auction. So these buyers, and it can only be a certain age limit, you know what I mean, of your animal. It has to fit a very specific criteria. And that criteria, to get in those numbers, we're passing by. Right. So there might not be a junior livestock auction because the unknown of the fairgrounds. So
yeah,
other things that I did take away, and sorry to interrupt, but it's super important, and I hope I'm not going on too much here, but the trouble that they are facing and every fairgrounds is facing from the state is bananas.
Yeah. So
zero funding, a bunch of rules.
Right.
It's crazy.
The thing I saw that advertised the meeting I was going to go, but I had prior engagement. They said...
What was your prior engagement?
I had rehearsal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. they said something about the possibility of the state taking over the fairgrounds. Was that discussed at all?
And it seems, and this is kind of on the conspiracy side of things, that
I have a good
where
one
there
this.
Are successful fairgrounds... where there's a surplus of money that there has not been before, there seems to be a pattern of forcing out the CEO, the board members, the state coming over and taking over and then doing what they will with that funds that are available.
So this is the conspiracy theory I heard, which I like. Most people don't. I do. I heard that the state was taking control over all these fairgrounds and making them homeless encampments.
No.
And I heard that they were having problems with ours because there's something about how part of the land that's the fairgrounds is actually owned by DWP. Is that correct?
It's all a lease.
Correct.
The entire thing?
Yeah. It's DWP owns everything. I heard
that they're having a harder time doing it with us because of the fact that DWP owns the land.
So you're close, but so we'll have an article out in the next couple of days that Kevin, our producer here, is actually doing.
This won't come out until Friday.
Oh, you're right. So this will be out before then, hopefully.
Tag it in the description.
So we'll send to that right now so you can see there's a lot to it. States already own the fairs. So every fair is run by the state. But the way that it runs is they don't actually give them any money or support in any way,
right.
But they get to take the taxes and stuff from it. It's a total racket. And watch Amy Smith, the Business Matters, Amy Smith, Joanne Parson. Mm-hmm. She walks through how that works, and it's gone back since like the 1800s. And how these fair things work and how it went about. So at this point, what they want to do, so you're almost right in what you're saying. What they want to do is locally buy that land and then ditch the state altogether and just put on a fair ourselves.
There's been a couple fairgrounds who have seceded from the state control, and they're still very successful.
And because the thing with Jen on this, and to take no sides in this, she started with $5,000 in the bank when they hired her, and they had to figure out how to pay her. She made $1 million for the fair by now. This last year, it was over $1 million. There's now $600,000 in the bank. So I know it's not appropriate, but for me, I'm like, okay, so she did something wrong. She made us $600,000. Yeah. I mean, it's like, God, calm down. You know, but people are just, and there's a couple of individual people, and I won't say names, but they just are attacking every single post.
Is it the question of, is there enough events that go on there to do that amount? Is that the problem?
No, it's legit. It really...
That was a good thing about Jen is, you know, she was younger minded. She was just like, she's seen the potential of the fairgrounds. Like, where else can you have a concert and look over at Mount Tom Basin and Wheeler Crest?
Absolutely.
And then be like, this place should be hosting huge festivals, man.
Dude, I just went to that Night in the Country Festival, right? If we did something, I would say 15% like that.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, obviously there was way. I mean, there was 11,000.
We have the facility,
there.
Man.
There's no way that we could have 11,000 people camp at the fairgrounds. Right. But if we could do like a percentage of that and get some decent names to come through here and play. I mean, unfortunately, it's probably going to be mostly country.
I was
music,
working with her for a 420 event this year, and we had Ziggy Marley coming.
And it didn't go through.
Well, we will see.
Now.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's a crazy shit show that it's really hard to actually pin down what is wrong on what end. I mean, in the audit it says what they're saying was wrong, but my understanding, which is rudimentary at best, was was that they're blaming her for stuff that she didn't even have anything to do with, and most of it happened before she even started at the fair.
It was
and it was taken care of, completely wiped clean, we're good, and then all of a sudden the audit saying, she took this money or whatever. It's very weird. It's very strange to say the least. You know way more than I do, Kevin.
And actually pinning it down is probably hundreds, if not thousands, of man hours of digging through receipts and actual doing the work. Like, I have two narratives that kind of make equal sense. One is pro this Jen person who I don't know. Like, I'm very outside looking in. Like, I just learned about this.
Sure.
And there's one that's very anti her, and they both make equal sense to me. It's digging around the edges of the Kennedy assassination.
Three sides of the story. There's always three sides of the story.
Yeah, there's way too much. Yeah.
Well, we are having a fair, right? We don't know about the Junior Livestock Auction. I don't even know if we know about Mule Days.
Is this the Junior Livestock Auction that just happened, right?
Correct.
So for the following years,
and the people who purchase the animals were coming up very quickly because they do it at the beginning of the school year, where you choose the stock if you're going to be lambs, if you're going to be pigs, if you're going to be, steer.
Yeah.
And then you choose your animal, and it's early in the year.
Okay.
It's within the first couple. When I did FFA, it was within the first couple of weeks of school. Wow. I was a pig.
And school's coming up.
I was a pig farmer. I went down to Sean Delaire's ranch with Mr. Scott, picked up some pigs with Aaron Carr, and we drank Barks root beer. And we played in McDonald's. Dude, we climbed the fence there's a McDonald's ball pit over there in Bakersfield somewhere, and it was closed because it was super early in the morning, 5. We were meeting these pig farmers to do the transfer into the trailers, and me and Aaron climbed the fence and went and played in the ball pit, and Mr. Scott got so mad at us. James, what are you doing in there? Aaron comes popping out of the balls. Jesus Christ, what are you boys doing in there?
What do you
think
we're
doing?
He's
the best, man. I love Jim Scott. God, he's just an absolute beautiful human. Awesome.
Yeah, the fair is a very mysterious, weird thing that's going on right now, and it's...
Yeah, man, I hope it doesn't get trashed. That's going to be...
Yeah, crap. So what no, I do the know maintenance is the dudes happening. Are
there. Like, I talked to Garrett. Garrett's, like, they're in place. They're safe. Everything is going to be maintained. Yeah. Those dudes...
The events are happening. They were already lined up. Everything's good, so the fair's going to be great.
Right, Matt, man, Garrett, love you guys. And the amount of volunteers, I wish I had a list, and I'm going to try to compile one, because once everything is said and done, like, we need to give the shout-out to these volunteers. When I was there, I would do it over the PA system during the events, whether, you know, whatever it was in the arenas, but like, there's so many volunteers that are just so unsung. It is impossible without them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be shitty if, you know, this is one of our last ones, but it's not going to be. We're going to figure that shit out.
Yeah.
For sure. What do I have? Butthurt, I'm having trouble finding local discount code for Bishop Airlines, for United Airlines out of Bishop. And I am too. I hope that we can come to a resolution of this.
Somebody commented on there that you have to email them directly and then they'll send you a code.
I should have read that. I am very sorry. Moving on. Butthurt. Optimum. Ugh.
Well, dude, I mean, fuck, who isn't?
Like, because I live out of town. I don't know. I have them, had them at my old residence in, on the east side. And now that I'm behind Big Five, shit goes out all the time. Pardon my language. Beepity beep beep beep.
Yeah, I'm the one you should be apologizing to. So I have to cut it. Yeah. Fuck you.
Don't cut it.
I mean, we don't have to.
We don't have to. This is Butthurt Owens Valley, and we do not represent Eastern Sierra now in any way. This is just me Chase talking shit. Butthurt, it takes by our own producer, Jesse Steele. I'm butthurt. It takes longer to go through McDonald's drive-thru now that it has two lanes than it did with one. I sat for 20 gosh darn freaking minutes at the speaker for an iced tea. For one iced tea, 20 minutes. I should have left, but I was curious after all that time to see how long it was going to take. When they did finally get to me, they skipped me and did the second lane twice.
It was awful. Oh, I was sitting there going, really, this can't even be real. There's no way this is happening. And it's like, oh, it was so bad. My favorite thing is people being like, well, you shouldn't be eating that food. And then Harmon or Brandon Abbott jumps in there and goes, did you not read it? He was getting an iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, you eat that McDonald's crap? Oh, yeah. Man, I don't do that.
Well, I'm eating my cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm better than the rest of you.
That's why on the drink choice, do my choices of B, K, and L make you butthurt? What's your choices? And if you're going to say none of this, it's so bad for you, instead of commenting, go fart in a phone booth.
Yeah, totally.
Go fart in a phone booth.
Yeah, that's what I
said. Is that what you put?
Yes.
That's great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God. Hope you're not telling tales out of school. Hey, go fart in a phone booth, kid.
Well, I guess we know the title of this episode.
Hey, man. Hey, there we are. There we are. I'm going to do double up right now. This guy is butthurt about burnt feet. Man rescued from Death Valley after burning his feet in the sand at the sand dunes.
Dude, this is the craziest thing, right? Like, that guy, and then we had all those motorcyclists, one guy died because they said, hey, bud, let's go ride the motorcycles in 120 degree weather on the highway in Death Valley.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. No.
When was this?
This was what? How long ago was that?
Not even a month. It was.
Yeah.
It was
no.
Yeah.
First hearing about this, I'm.
What is the older guy that died, right? I can't remember.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's like, why would you even do that?
I think where was what? Three or four of them? And like, three of them went to the hospital with heat exhaustion and one died.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Like,
and then dude burned off his feet.
And I get, yeah, now we got people burning off their feet. But I guarantee you, because this happens all the time, we get the Europeans that come over and they fly into Las Vegas and then they rent Harleys and stuff from the dealerships out there.
Oh, yeah.
And then they ride through Death Valley and then they ride through Yosemite and things like that. But it's like, dude. Is there no...
That
like,
makes me nervous.
Honestly, it kind of is like...
How about where are you going?
That's the thing is because like the people they rent these motorcycles from do this year round.
Yeah.
And it's always, you know, like Europeans come in. That's the route they're going on. Right. It's a thing, you know? So when these Europeans come in to rent these bikes, wouldn't you be like, hey man, just to let you know,
yeah,
it's middle of July.
Even just riding a bike in Vegas, anywhere where it's over, it's miserable.
It seems negligent to rent somebody that miserable. Knowing what they're gonna do.
Exactly, it's not a secret what these, you know, what the route.
Well, and this, I mean, it's just the stupid gene is present. I mean, we have to cut back to that old episode of guy getting bit by the coyote.
Yeah,
loved it, and I laugh episode. Reacted at this.
Best
I'm a dick.
Cup ever.
I am like I laugh reacted at it because that is just that's. Bro, like
bro you took his shoes off or what?
In the sand dunes and burnt the ever living shit out of his feet. Because the sand is 136 degrees and I'm gonna go run around. Oh, I can't even run. I'm gonna fall down. Ah, burn.
Well done.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Can we add
I told you I was feeling extra silly tonight, man. I was feeling extra silly tonight, man.
People getting hurt by being stupid is funny.
Not but hurt. Tickets are available at VFW to raise as much as they can for the Labor Day raffle. The picture is a really badass picture. And I guess Mike McDermott took this picture and is basically a unicorn. He didn't even know he stumbled on it. He was just like showing some other people. Oh, look, I got a picture of this. First time going there in Star Wars canon. And,
oh, is that the American flag one?
And got the Star Spangled Banner.
That's cool.
Dude, it is a bad, bro. So the tickets are $5 per ticket. 100% of funds will go to the VFW. Drawing will be held Labor Day, Monday.
It's Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be telling tales in school. Outside of school, you'll be telling those tales Monday.
September 24th at... please make sure to print your name and phone number so we know how to get a hold of you at the VF. W. I feel like I had more.
People have been a little quiet. I get upset at the
town hall. Honestly, Hunter Cat Moyer.
What is that?
You don't did you make that up?
No, this is legit, dude. I'm kind of mad right now. You guys don't know who Hunter Cat Moyer is?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a name of a person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hunter Cat Moyer.
Yes.
I thought you said Hunter Cat Moyer.
This is not water.
Yeah.
Oh.
You sound like your sauce, but really, you're on the level.
That is Uncle Arnie's, and it is available at Ascent Bishop, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 10 milligram Uncle Arnie's.
So who's this? Who's this person?
Hunter Cat Moyer is one of the raddest stories I've ever heard of for success coming from, I mean, just a tumultuous childhood to getting brought on by the San Diego Chargers.
Started there.
And
Bishop High School football player.
Now he plays for the Denver Broncos, bro.
Listen, you could have given me 1,000 guesses. And I never would have guessed that they were a football player.
Hunter Cat Moyer.
Dude, I don't know anything about... I don't even understand how it works.
Local!
Sounds like a theater camp.
Hunter Cat Moyer. It reminds me, like, in all honesty, it reminds me if you have ever seen a bad lip reading when they do the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I hope he makes it onto there. Because Hunter Cat Moyer. And it's just... It would be classic. It's a great name.
Have you... seen the ones when they do the Star Wars scenes?
Oh, it's great. Bro, I laugh so stupid.
How about
hard
I come
to
your party?
Yeah.
Like how about you don't?
Seagulls, stop it now.
Like those, I have giggled too much and too long at those in my
life.
Dude,
they're so funny. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite ones was the NFL one, though. It's like, orange peanut for me?
Yeah, we pick our own hotel. I love that one. There's a double one right here that we'll throw up real quick, and it's about the breakfast at Whiskey Creek.
A lot of people posted about that.
Bro, they brought me lunch. Or I'm sorry, they brought me breakfast before they opened up the day before. They brought me breakfast.
Is it even good, though?
I can't tell you how amazing it was. Their pancakes standalone are probably some of the best pancakes I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Like, legitly. And it was country potatoes, pancakes, eggs, and the sausage. Links, plump, delicious. I made me a little Pixincy blanket with mine. And it was real, real good, bro. Dude.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
I was telling my girl's never seen that movie.
It's the best movie in the world, bro.
Who are pigs in the blanket?
Schlut for money. That was great, dude. Beer Fest is amazing.
It's a great film.
Double butt hurts. Not butt hurts. Double butt. So you don't care about them. Double butt hurts about Whiskey Creek's breakfast. And then shout out to Whiskey Creek for choosing me. Thank you so much, Horatio, for giving me a call, because that was absolutely freaking lnachos. And we do have a problem with why is it a video? Oh man, where did I put it? One of the local businesses, Julie's Grooming, is not closed. And what she does trying to update for the Google machine, it's not coming through that she is
probably open. Has something to do with AI.
Yeah, but heard that Google's listing saying my business is permanently closed. We have tried to resolve it and even put an appeal. They just, but they've changed nothing. We are open in Julie's Crushes. That's where Olive and Louie go.
You know what she should do? Advertise on Eastern Sierra now.
She should definitely advertise on Eastern Sierra.
Yeah, put Julie. That out there. You're open. And
yeah,
here's
we
what
can.
You're doing.
I mean,
actually,
right now,
my dad's dog needs bad, dude. He's, you know those dogs that have hair, not fur, so like it actually grows.
Yeah, like a triple coat.
Yeah, dude. Yep. Like, and he's getting like, he just looks like a mop right now. He's crazy.
Cool. Rastafari.
He's a really cool dog. But he's Rastafari. Just, he's like just a big fluff dog. Big fluff ball is wandering around.
Chris Leonard, thanks for putting this up. This is from today. Attention, all drivers. Full closure. US 395, September 4th. Yeah, September 4th at 6 a.m. And it will be closed to September 19th. That is September 4th at 6 a.m. closed through September 19th.
What portion of the road?
This is where I'm looking at. It's the Bridgeport. It's up by Bridgeport. So the detour, it looks like it's going to start
probably at the bridge on this side, then you got to go around the back way, like Yerington.
Right by Walker Flat.
Yeah.
And then you're going to come back out at up there at the junction at
Holbrook. There's so much work right now. We just went to Tahoe this last weekend, we had to stop like 8 times, and each one was 30 minutes of sitting there.
Yeah,
it was awful.
I just went to Yerington last weekend.
It was
but,
wild.
But I go that way.
Yeah. But it's like every 10 years that shit happens.
Yeah.
It's about like, you know, it's every 10 years. It's kind of what it is.
Patreon.com/ Eastern Sierra Now. You can support us that way if you don't have a business. But honestly, if you don't have a business and you want to sponsor a show, this episode is brought to you by
Fix the Dog.
You know, yeah, Fix the Dog. It could be your dog. It could be you or your spouse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the website. Check out the...
I have a question for you before we get out of here, bro. Remember a little place called Baskin Robbins?
I mean,
31 only, flavors.
Only my favorite childhood memory.
Oh my god, how many great childhood memories did you have there, bro?
I went there.
The pink spoons.
No joke, went there. I mean, at least, you know, a few times a month with my grandparents and my sister, and that was like, just they would take us over there and then take us to the park, and that was the thing with my grandparents.
Remember
I'd get Rocky Road, and
I was like, the waffle cone invented in the 80s, because there was a time where I never knew of waffle cones, and then it was like a thing, the new waffle cone, if I could remember correctly, and it was at Baskin Robbins, and they were huge and they were delicious. And
what were some of your go-to flavors?
For me, rainbow sherbet.
Rainbow sherbet.
I was a rainbow sherbet dude, hardcore. And then I liked their bubblegum cookies and cream crushes. And then later on in the years when they brought Jamocha almond fudge into the mix, I am a fan.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm Rocky Road fan. Other than that,
Rocky Road.
Anything chocolate, cookies and cream is a good one. I do not like mint chocolate chip.
That's like one of their, I think it's top three in sales or something, bananas.
Yeah.
But dude, it's to me, mint belongs in gum and toothpaste. Like, keep it out of my
ice cream. It belongs in the dirt.
So you know what I did as a kid? Because both of my parents, they would eat ice cream too. So we'd get that, and I learned that they both can't stand mint. So I taught myself to like mint chocolate chip, so they'd stay the hell out of my ice cream.
Hey, bro, that's what's up.
So I always got mint chocolate chip. I mean, it's okay. I like it. But as a kid, I only did it because it's like, stop eating my ice cream.
It's okay. Like that, I mean, bro, like a York.
Rainbow sherbet, though, man. That brings back some childhood memories.
If I gave you a York peppermint patty right now, what would you do?
I'd throw in the trash.
Worst, dog.
Dude, I might even take it outside and drop kick it. It's gone. I bet you I'd drop kick it over near mountains.
Pralines and cream, man.
So I'm glad you brought that this up, good. Actually.
Oh, bro. Pralines and cream.
There's been this like thing going. I saw it going around on some famous woman. I don't even know who it was. They were having an interview, and somehow they brought up, you know, ice cream. And because apparently she has a peculiar type of topping she puts on her ice cream, and everybody finds it kind of weird. And so there's this whole craze going around of people trying it. And dude, I tried it. It's so good. It's vanilla ice cream. I'm not going to stop talking because I don't know what you're laughing about. What are you laughing about? I'm going to stop talking.
The topping.
What is it?
Is it semen?
No.
Chase loves it.
It's the best. I tried it just this evening, right before I came over here.
You want to try it after?
Yeah. It's vanilla ice cream and olive oil and sea salt.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Dude.
That's weird.
It's so good.
So are you Irish at all? Or do you have a little Irish in you?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Do you want a little bit more on you?
Well, the amount that you could give me, that'd probably be fine.
Thick six, buddy. Ask a friend. Oh, back to the flavors. Cookies and cream, strawberry, chocolate chip, cookie dough, jamocha, and almond fudge.
Yeah. But you should try that. It's surprisingly good.
Olive oil, sea salt.
Olive oil and sea salt. And I have Neapolitan ice cream at home. So I tried it with just the vanilla first. And then I tried it with the strawberry and the chocolate. And it was good across the board. So... That's highly, like highly it. Recommend. 10 out of 10.
Give do you it a like try. Pour it on like a sundae?
Yeah. So like mix it up. I poured it on, but like you don't want to do too much olive oil, obviously. But just a little bit of olive oil drizzle on, like you would like chocolate syrup, you know, and then just some sea salt on there, and 10 out of 10 recommend it. It's good.
What's your favorite salad dressing?
Honestly, just like olive oil and vinegar and salt and pepper.
Same.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
That's what's up, dog. It's the most, it's simple. It's pure.
Yeah, it's super good.
That is my favorite as well.
Actually, my fiance just made a salad tonight, and that was the dressing. It was really good.
Love.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
What
do you think?
We have two more. I'm trying to beat. So I do the Deuces Wild. This is my favorite one because it's like poker. And then you do the dealer hand and then see what you're getting. He got three of a kind. I had two pair right here. But that almost beat it right there and almost only counts in what? Horseshoes and hand grenades.
And herpes. Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Telling tales out of school.
Farting in phone booths, man.
Farting in phone booths.
I am James Trules.
Check out my new book, Farting in a Phone Booth. I am Chase Little. Thanks for coming, buttheads.
Love you guys.
We'll see you guys next time.
Yay.